Let us begin. Hello everyone, welcome to Brew Distilled. I'm your host, CG Monty Ale, and this episode I'll be recapping a recent episode of Marvel's What If, Episode 7, which is a really good episode compared to the ones we had in the last couple of weeks. This was a Thor-based episode, which really did talk about an alternate version of Thor, and also an alternate version of Loki in this episode. It was more of an upbeat and fun episode, which I really do expect from Thor, because Thor is more the fun guy in the MCU, and also does add comedic value to the MCU at the same time, and this episode definitely did bring that in this episode of Marvel's What If from Disney+. Which is definitely needed after the recent episodes we saw with Marvel Zombies and also the Killmonger and Iron Man episode. So this episode with Thor is definitely a much needed comedic relief, and definitely did deliver in a very strong way. It was a very great episode at the same time, and it will have a beer pairing to recap the episode as well, so do stay tuned for that after I recap this episode of Marvel's What If. But in this episode is based on the fact of what would have happened if Thor was an only child. So in this episode, Thor and Loki were not raised together. You know, Thor and Loki, they're brothers. But in this episode, Odin returned baby Loki to the Frost Giants, where Loki was raised. So in this episode, Loki and Thor did not grow up together. He definitely had a separate upbringing, which really did have a major impact on Thor in this episode, because Thor was definitely much more goofy and comedic in this episode, even though he does have more of a balance between seriousness and comedy in the MCU. So this episode really did show a different version of Thor, but also a very entertaining one at that at the same time. So in this episode of Marvel's What If, Thor does take Lady Sif and also his friends from Asgard down to Earth for a major party. He ends up going to Vegas, and at first it does look like an alien invasion. This episode does feature Dr. Jane Foster, who's also Thor's love interest. She's trying to track down Thor, but she has no idea that Thor is actually the alien she's looking for. And we see several other galactic characters from the MCU at this party. We see Skrulls, we see the Collector, we see Howard the Duck, who also does make a relationship between Darcy, Dr. Jane Foster's friend, and we see other characters from the MCU as well from the other parts of the universe and galaxies that Thor is known to be from. But it's also in this party where S.H.I.E.L.D. finds out about the party. Nick Fury tries to make a connection with Thor, only be knocked unconscious, and that was a part of the episode really was too crazy about, seeing Nick Fury get taken out of the action, but also did give a good opportunity for Maria Hill to really show as an effective leader for S.H.I.E.L.D. in this episode, where Maria Hill did become acting director. She tried to get Thor to settle down to leave Earth to stop this party. Thor refused to listen, so in this episode, we did get an introduction of Captain Marvel in this episode. Captain Marvel is called in this episode in order to settle down Thor, so they did pit Thor against Captain Marvel. Seeing Captain Marvel and Thor fight one another was pretty interesting in this episode. It was more of a comedic fight. Captain Marvel was trying to get Thor to leave Earth. Thor didn't want to leave. He wanted to keep partying. So Thor's refusal to leave Earth definitely led to the conflict between him and Captain Marvel in this episode, also with S.H.I.E.L.D. looking on, trying to get this resolved. There was a part where Captain Marvel didn't want to continue the fight with Thor. She wanted to go somewhere else and leave Thor on Earth, believing he wasn't too much of a threat, but S.H.I.E.L.D. also wanted him gone at the same time. But in this episode, we did see Captain Marvel. One thing that really did notice in this episode was the absence of the other Avengers. I did wonder, where was Iron Man, Black Widow, Hawkeye, the Hulk, and Captain America? Where were they in this episode? Because I'm pretty sure by now the Avengers would have been in the process of being formed, so they would have been in this alternate reality on Earth. So why weren't they called in to help stop Thor, to help join Captain Marvel in the fight against Thor? That's a question I found in this episode, and that was, where were the other Avengers, and why didn't they intervene in this battle between Thor and Captain Marvel? Eventually, Captain Marvel and S.H.I.E.L.D. come up with a plan to stop Thor, but it's also a plan that Jane Foster does not want to see happen, because it could very well harm Thor in the end. This comes as a result that Thor is not leaving Earth, and Captain Marvel is there to stop Thor, but also doesn't want to damage Earth in the process. But this plan between Captain Marvel and S.H.I.E.L.D. does lead to some concerns with Dr. Foster, and where she's able to contact Thor's mother, and she tells Thor's mother about what Thor has been doing on Earth by throwing this big massive party. She does this in a way to help Thor from enduring the combined wrath of Captain Marvel and S.H.I.E.L.D., even though Captain Marvel and S.H.I.E.L.D., they are the good guys in this episode. They do mean well, but they also do know that Thor cannot continue what he's doing on Earth. Eventually, Jane Foster does reach out to Thor's mother on Asgard, actually, after being teleported there. She tells Thor's mother everything that Thor is doing on Earth. Thor then hears from his mother while he's in a fight against Captain Marvel. Thor's mother tells Thor that he should not be on Earth. Thor is trying to deny everything that he's doing, but she also says she's going to come check up on him. This does get a good laugh from Captain Marvel, and while at the same time, this does stop S.H.I.E.L.D. from launching a nuclear weapon against Thor, as they know there's nothing else they need to do, that Thor's mother is going to come in to fix this whole mess that Thor has created. All of this does add to the comedic value of this episode, where Thor does realize that his mother is coming, so he's got to clean up Earth. He's able to get everyone to attend the party to help him by cleaning up the Earth, and he also gets help from Loki with his fellow Frost Giants. This definitely does lead to a frantic Thor. He's got to clean up the entire Earth. Earth because his mother's going to come inspect everything he's doing. And I do believe the consequences of what Thor is doing, if you're to find out what he's really up to, would definitely be really severe because Thor does have the hammer in this episode. And he could also lose that privilege if he's discovered what he's doing on Earth by his mother, and also his father is currently taking a nap in this episode because Odin's not in this episode. He's in the very beginning of the episode. But Odin does go into a deep sleep to recharge his powers. But he could also very well find out once he wakes up what Thor did on Earth. But in the end, Thor is able to clean up the Earth. He does that right at the last minute where his mother comes in. He's hosting what I see as a mock study group where he said he's actually there in a cultural exchange to study Earth. And he's able to get his mother to believe that, also with some assistance from Captain Marvel, who comes in and gives him an iPad, which also does support Thor in the end. So Thor is able to avoid any negative consequence of what he was doing on Earth. And in the end, things go back in order. And in the end, he goes to see Jane Foster. Now, we all thought this is all over with, that he's going to get together Jane Foster. It does appear it's definitely going in that direction, and that they're going to live happily ever after. And he does get set up with Jane Foster in the end, but the end does have a unique twist where we see the arrival of an evil version of Vision come in the form of Ultron, right at the same location where Thor is currently at the end of this episode. And that's how the episode ends. We see the arrival of an evil version of Vision, and that is going to be setting the stage for the finale of season one of Marvel's What If. That's how I'm seeing it right now, because it's been said that the finale of season one of Marvel's What If is going to show what we see as a Guardians of the Multiverse facing off against an evil version of Vision who's also playing the role of Ultron from Avengers Age of Ultron. And Thor will indeed be part of this Guardians of the Multiverse, so I do believe that we're getting an introduction at the end here of what's going to be happening in the finale of season one of Marvel's What If. And also in ending this episode, Thor does immediately recognize this version of Vision as a major threat. So I have to see how this plays out in the finale. I do believe they're going to continue this from the ending of this episode most likely, but we also got to see how the Guardians of the Multiverse are going to get together. I do believe the Watcher is going to play a strong role in that because he's obviously watching everything that's going on in these episodes. So I think the Watcher is going to be kind of playing the role of Nick Fury in terms of getting these Guardians and Multiverse together. We'll see how it plays out. But overall, this is a good episode. I really liked this episode. Had good comedy. Definitely does fit well with Thor. Seeing all these characters from the galaxy at this major party he's throwing in Vegas, and also seeing how S.H.I.E.L.D. handles it, and also the addition of Captain Marvel is also well done. So this episode, really great episode. It was definitely a refresher from the last two episodes we had here, Marvel's What If, and I hope we see a good one next week as well. I do believe next week's episode is going to play off the role of Iron Man, so I think next week we're going to have an Iron Man focus episode, and hopefully it's much better than the other episodes we had where they featured Iron Man, because Marvel's What If really did some damage to Iron Man's legacy in the MCU. That's how I'm seeing it, because this has not been a good series for Iron Man and these alternate realities we're seeing play out here in Marvel's What If. So I do believe if next week's episode, as they're saying, does feature Iron Man, I hope it's a lot better than what we saw in the episodes here in season one. But this episode is a major improvement for the last two, a good addition to the series, and also a good episode for Thor, where we got to see Thor shine more in his comedic style, and also seeing a good version of Thor as well, in this alternate version, this alternate reality we saw in this episode. And also, Darcy and Howard the Duck really had a good chemistry in this episode, which added to the comedic value of this episode. And it was also good to see Maria Hill take an active role in leadership with S.H.I.E.L.D., as she definitely did play that role very well in this episode, so that was also a good thing about this episode at the same time. But in the end, a really good episode. It definitely will be one of my top episodes of season one of Marvel's What If. We'll just have to see what the next two episodes bring. We have two episodes left in season one of Marvel's What If from Disney+. Now, as for my beer pairing for this week's episode, my beer pairing for this week's episode is done by a collaboration between Breakside Brewing from Portland, Oregon, and Urban Roots here in Sacramento. Both breweries have been profiled here on Brutusil Podcast in past editions, but this is the first time I'm having a collaboration between two breweries for a beer they developed together in a collaboration. And the name of the beer is called Clever Is Enough. This is a spelt wine style ale aged in bourbon barrels with a 12.9 ABV, and it comes in a 12 fluid ounce bottle, and it definitely has a very rich taste to it, a good color at the same time. It comes in a good bottle. I like the bottle of this, so you definitely will see this bottle on a Brutusil Instagram page, but it's definitely a beer you want to drink very slowly given the high alcohol content, and it definitely has that wine style flavor to it. But overall, it's a really good beer. It's a very interesting collaboration between Breakside and Urban Roots. It definitely did develop a really good beer for this podcast edition, and name Clever Is Enough really does match with the beer and also the episode itself, because Thor was definitely very clever in this episode. It's definitely very much a necessity in order for him to accomplish what he's seeking out to do. But this is a really good beer. The name of the beer again is Clever Is Enough, a collaboration between Urban Roots and Breakside Brewing. A definitely good collaboration with a very fine beer. And that shall do it for me this week here in this edition of Brew Distilled. I'll be back next week with another recap of Marvel's What If. And also do check out the Wednesday edition of Brew Distilled, where I talk about the NFL, and where I recap what I see the six most interesting teams in this year's NFL season. And also do check out Brew Distilled Distilled on Instagram, where I post photos of all the beers profiled here in Brew Distilled, and that is Brew Distilled Podcast on Instagram. I'm your host, Ichimonte Ale. I'll see you all next week, and until then, be brewed and be distilled, folks. Cheers.